don't like talking about yourself, but just a little bit on the transition to center and what it's been like for you. I talked to other guys around the league, and people that watch have said you've done a pretty good job at it. So just kind of your thoughts on how it's gone.
Yeah, you know, you just want to do your best. It's a little bit different, but I've had enough experience with it in the past to know a little bit, you know, what to do. And I think I've been pretty lucky. Our back end is really good, so they do a good job helping us out down low, and a lot of communication. So I think those things have made it, you know, as seamless as possible.
What's been the biggest thing defensively that not only you've worked on, but your club's been able to have success with when you're in that position?
Well, just communicating. There's going to be times where things break down, and I think we're trying to eliminate, you know, multiple mistakes. Mistakes are going to happen, especially in the defensive zone. It's typically the second or third one that ends up in your net. So, you know, when a puck goes to a spot you don't like, then, you know, the other four guys on the ice got to find somebody and get on them and not let that rebound, you know, go to an open guy.
You said that you like the freedom that being in the center to provide you. How does that positively affect your game, just with the style that you play?
Well, you're not, you know, sometimes in tough games, you know, you feel like you're mucking it on the boards a lot of the game, and whereas in the middle, sometimes you're carrying the puck and you feel like you can carry the play a little bit more. Yeah, I think when you have the puck on your stick, it's a good feeling regardless of where you are on the ice. You know, you want to get as many touches as you can, and the puck seems to find you a little bit more in the middle.
A lot of success playing with some young players this year, and you got a chance to play a few shifts later in that third yesterday with Jack Rossovic. Looked like you guys had some good chemistry, a couple good scoring chances. What did you see from him in his first game this season?
Well, he's got a ton of speed. You know, he's a horse. I mean, even in our conditioning test, I think he finishes first in camp every year. He's just a special guy like that. Made a couple of really nice plays yesterday. So, yeah, I enjoyed being out there with him. You know, he's a smart hockey player. Made some good reads. You know, just another, you know, another good young player to add to our group. So I liked it yesterday.
You've been really clear this season about staying in the moment, not looking too far ahead. This is a strange part of the schedule now where you have a break coming up next week, the All-Star break a couple weeks after that. Is it difficult to not get looking ahead or just staying in the moment?
Well, you got to pack a little bit differently for this road trip. You know, you got 5 days after that. But other than that, you know, it's going to be a tough game against Buffalo. You know, the one in here was tough. We expect nothing less tomorrow night. So that's what's given us success this year is we've gone day by day and game by game and try to find you know, ways to get better every single day. So I think that's why we've had success this year is just haven't looked too far ahead, haven't overlooked any opponents, you know, tried to just get better at everything we do every single day.
Like Paul's kind of talked about how it helps the coaching staff seeing a team twice in quick succession like you're going to with Buffalo. From a player standpoint, how much does that help you?
Well, yeah, it does, especially a team you don't see a lot, you know, the Eastern teams that, you know, you don't seem to see a lot and you play them and then you forget all about them. You know, you can learn some things, some of the things they try to do in that first game and try to make a few adjustments for tomorrow night.
Guys, when you have faced adversity, have been able to battle through it. This is one thing that we comment on. But then the fact that you guys have had the success and not gotten too high, the leader of this team, is that something that has impressed you about this group? That because you guys have had, obviously, especially here on ice, you guys have had such a strong start to this season.
Well, we haven't separated ourselves from anyone, you know. Our division and the conference is really strong this year. So, you know, if you want to get to where we want to get to, at no point can you sit back and you know, feel content and pat each other on the back. So I think that's been a good thing is we haven't had that in our room yet. I think, you know, we look at – where we're positioned and we like that, but there's teams right on our heels, you know. So that's a good thing. It keeps you driving, keeps you wanting more success. It's something we haven't had a lot of here, and you know, the more you get, the more you want.
So you think that parity and having everybody so close has helped keep you guys in that level?
Well, it has to. I mean, you have a bad week or two and you know you're on the playoff bubble probably, you know what I mean? So there's no time for you know feeling gratified in January. You know, we got to keep pushing forward, and it's going to be, you know, this is a big month for us.